Now, we have here in this chapter the dream of Nebuchadnezzar about a great tree hewn down to a stump. And that was fulfilled in the subsequent period of the king's madness. In this chapter, we're going to get a great deal of information that we haven't had before about this man, Nebuchadnezzar. And actually, there was a skeleton in the closet, something I'm sure that they didn't boast of. I'm confident of that. It was the form of insanity that Nebuchadnezzar had. We are coming now to that. And actually, this is just a leaf, as it were, that's taken from the archives of Babylon. And it opens here with the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar, because the first four verses here contain the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar, and it really should come at the end of the chapter, because this testimony grew out of the experience this man had here in the fourth chapter. Then you have this tree dream of Nebuchadnezzar. That's from verses 4 through 18. And then the tree dream interpreted by Daniel, verses 19 to 27. And then the tragic fulfillment in the mental malady of Nebuchadnezzar, verses 28 through 33. And then we have the time of the dream fulfilled and Nebuchadnezzar's reason fully restored. And that is verses 34 and 37. Now, this man suffered from a form of insanity that I think is pretty well cataloged today, and a great deal is known about it. And as we are going to suggest, a great many of the world rulers have suffered from this. We're living in a day when a great deal of attention is given to mental illness and to forms of abnormality. And we're living in a day when there's a great deal of it, apparently. Wonder sometimes who is normal in this mad world in which we live. And if you go to the psychologist, you will find out that he draws a little chart and he puts a line down, and then he begins to draw above that line, just a little above it, then he goes higher and higher, and then he comes back down. And the bulk of mankind is in this section here where it's higher, and that's called normal. And that was at the beginning, that is abnormal or below normal, and the other at the other end are above normal. They are where the geniuses are today. Now, that, of course, is arbitrary. Now, who's going to really say today who is sane and who is not sane? The standard is the way all of us act. And when you get the majority, that's called normality. When it's just a few reacting, well, that's called abnormal. But who in the world's going to say that what the majority are doing today, is that normal? Is mankind really normal? And that, I think, would be a subject for quite a debate, and I think it would be very difficult to sustain the thesis that we are all normal. You remember when they sent Hamlet in the play of Shakespeare? According to Shakespeare, they sent him from Denmark over to England, and the reason they sent him over that, because they thought Hamlet was a little touched in the head. And Shakespeare makes this statement, and of course that was to be played to an English audience, says we send him to England because they're all over there are abnormal. Well, that may apply to the entire human race. I heard this little story some time ago when I was down in Florida about a man that at night, he felt like somebody was under his bed, and he would get up and look under his bed, satisfy himself at that time that nobody was there. He'd get back in bed, and he wouldn't be there 5 minutes till again he'd feel like somebody's under his bed, and he'd have to get out, look under his bed again. Well, he'd do that off and on all night. He's losing his sleep. And this man knew that that was abnormal, and so he decided he better go to a psychiatrist. And he went to a psychiatrist and he told him his problem. And the psychiatrist says, well, you really do have a problem. And it's going to be very difficult to bring you back to normal. But he said, I think we can do it. All right. Now he says it'll take 10 sessions and it'll cost you $25 for each session. Well, the man says, I'll have to think that over and I'll let you know. Well, he left, but he didn't come back. Several days went by. In fact, several weeks went by. And one day the psychiatrist met this man on the street. And he said to him, he said, you were the man that had trouble with the man under your bed. And you would have come back to me and you didn't come back. And I just wondered why you didn't. And this man says, well, says, I got cured. Well, he says, how did you get cured? Well, he says, I met a carpenter friend of mine after I'd been to your place. I told him what my problem was, that there was somebody under my bed. And so I had to get out and look under that bed a dozen times at night. And he said to me, he said, well, I'll fix that for you. So he came over to my house with a saw, and he sawed off the legs on my bed. And he says, you know, now that fella can't get under the bed. May I say to you, I guess a lot of us today have some form of abnormality, you know. But this man, Nebuchadnezzar, he had a problem, and it was a bad problem.